Iran's president says that ISIL terrorists in the region are fighting civilization and humanity. Hassan Rouhani has called on regional states to unanimously fight the threat. Rouhani made the remarks in a meeting with Armenian Prime Minister Hovik Abrahamian in Tehran. Amnesty International says that summary killings and atrocities are being committed by both government forces and pro-Russia armed men in Ukraine. The International Rights Group has compiled a report during August and September showing the aggressive attitude of the two sides. The organization has focused on mass graves in particular. Car bomb blast has rocked the Yemeni city of Raada in Baida province, killing 30 people and injuring others. A bomber detonated his explosives-laden car near a checkpoint controlled by Ansarullah fighters. The city has been the scene of clashes between Tehrir militants and Ansarullah fighters. Parents and relatives of 43 missing Mexican students have gathered in a church in Mexico City to pray for the safe return of their loved ones. They've also taken to the streets, urging the government to bring their children back. Authorities have done a number of searches, but all in vain. A powerful explosion has rocked the Ukrainian city of Donetsk, which is under the control of pro-Russian forces. The blast caused shockwaves spreading several kilometers. It also damaged buildings in the area. The cause of the incident, which has happened near a rubber factory, is still unknown. A ceremony has been held in Lebanon in memory of a press TV correspondent who died in a car accident in Turkey. Serena Shim's car collided with a heavy mixer truck while coming back from a report scene in the village of Suruç. Ankara has not released any details of the accident. EU foreign ministers are in Luxembourg discussing ways to control the deadly Ebola virus. Top officials have expressed the need for more investment to prevent the spread of the killer disease. Also, they are after a 1 billion euro fund to help West African countries hit by Ebola. In Iraq, more than 30 people have been killed and dozens more injured in a series of bombings in the cities of Baghdad and Karbala. Officials in Baghdad say that a bomber targeted a mosque while worshippers were leaving. In Karbala, multiple car bombs killed at least 16 people.